Have you ever heard people around here use the word tassel? You got a whole tassel of kids?
Yeah, I heard that too.
How would they say that?
Oh, well, there's a whole tassel of them. That's what they've been saying.
Okay. Start getting back to vegetable, talking about corn. That, you know, that outside part that covers the ear? What would you call that?
Yep.
What would you call corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob?
Oh, well, that slipped my mind just like that.
Okay, I'll come back to it. What about the part that grows out right out the top of the stalk? You just call that the...
Well, that's a tauntlin, I reckon.
Yes, ma'am. And that stringy stuff that you have to brush off
that's
the ear.
Silks.
Was that what you were trying to think of, sweet corn or roasting ears?
Roasting ears is what we call them, yeah.
I see.
Sweet corn or field corn either.
You ever seen any, do mushrooms grow wild around here?
Not the eating kind.
What do you call the kind that grows around here?
Toadstool. Mostly.
Mm-hmm.
There's several different little old kinds that grows here, but I don't know what they're called.
Mm-hmm. So toadstool and
toadstool is the only one I know that the name of.
And that's not the same thing as a mushroom?
Yeah, they're little mushrooms. That's what we've always called them.
I see. But you better stay away from toadstools, I reckon.
Yeah, I think they're poison.
Okay. Talking about birds and animals around here, do y'all have a type of bird that can see in the dark and make
supper time. Supper's being served. Supper time.
It makes a hootin' noise.
Hoo-ah.
A hootin' noise.
Hoo-owl.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we got plenty of them.
He pretty big?
No. They got a big head, big eyes and across the face here, but their bodies are small.
You ever heard of a small one that has a real high-pitched voice?
Yeah. Horn owl. Some of them call horn owls, and some of them screech owls, hooch owls, and another kind.
What about this bird that drills holes in trees?
We call them red-headed peckerwoods. I don't know what everybody else calls them. My husband used to call them good gods.
Really?
Yeah.
That same thing as a redhead?
Yep, the same thing.
You call it a good god.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're going to have to take her up. We're going to have to cut our visit north now.
Okay. Yeah, we were left off talking about wild animals yesterday. Do y'all have an animal around here that's got a white stripe down its back, can smell bad if he wants to?
Yeah. Polecat, we call them.
Polecat. Is that the same as a skunk?
Yeah. Skunks, polecat.
Mm-hmm.
They're called both. We do.
You ever heard of a civet cat?
I've heard of them, but I don't know what they are.
I think it's something similar to a skunk. I just wondered if you had them around here.
Not that I know of.